Hej och välkommen till Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language, svenska. And today we're gonna start by speaking Swedish. Surprise! So I want you to tell me, how would you say the Swedish verb to go? To go. Att åka. Att åka. Very good. So, att is just to go, and that's like the basic form of the verb, but in a sentence we will very often not have to use the word to, or the Swedish word att. So, in a sentence, for instance, we can say, we will go. How would you say in Swedish, we will go? Vi ska åka. Vi ska åka. Bra! Jättebra! Very good. And if you would like to turn that phrase into a question, how would you say that in Swedish? So the question would be a yes or no question. And in English it's, will we go or shall we go? Will we go? Shall we go? How would you say that in Swedish? Ska vi åka? Ska vi åka? Bra! So, we will go, will we go? Vi ska åka, ska vi åka? So, the difference is the order of the words, as you know by now. So, that's very good. That's how you make a yes or no question. Now, if you would like to turn a yes or no question into a question with more details, you can add a question word in the beginning of the sentence. So, for instance, you can say, when? How would you say that word in Swedish? When? När, när. Very good, när. So how would you make a question that is, when will we go? How would you say in Swedish the question, when will we go? När ska vi åka? När ska vi åka? Can you say that? När ska vi åka? Good. And if the answer would be now, I would now like you to think if you remember that word. It's really short in Swedish. Now, how would you say in Swedish? Now. Nu, nu. Very good, nu. It's short, but there's a special vowel sound. So the vowel sounds are really important, as always. Nu, can you say that? Bra. Now, there are other question words in Swedish. We have been talking about when will they go. So when is a question word. And now I would like to introduce a new question word to you. So that is the English word how. How. And in Swedish, we use it just as in English, but it's pronounced differently, apparently. So the Swedish word how is pronounced like this. Hur, hur. Can you say that? Hur, bra. It's spelled H-U-R, so the vowel sound U, it's exactly the same as in nu, which means what? Which means now, very good. It's also the same sound as in the word du, which means what? You, that's correct. So once again, how would you say the Swedish word how? Hur, hur. Very good. So hur means how. And this word is a question word and you can use it as the other question words in Swedish. So for instance, if you know how to say when will we go, you can swap the word, you can exchange the word when, and instead you can say, how will we go? So how will we go? Maybe that doesn't sound super well in English, but in Swedish you can say it to ask, like, in what way will we get there? Will we go, like, by car, by train, or in what way? By foot, by bike? So how will we go? That is a question that you can ask in Swedish, at least. So once again, how would you say just a question word in Swedish? How? Hur, very good. Now, can you try to say that whole question? How will we go? How would you say in Swedish the question, how will we go? Hur ska vi åka? Hur ska vi åka? Can you say that? Hur ska vi åka? Bra, how will we go? Now, you can also, if you know how to say this, exchange the person. So now we are talking about us, so how will we go? But we can also talk about other people. And as you know, if you know the order of the words in a sentence, you have the pattern, you have the structure, and you just need to add another vocabulary, another word. We have been introducing recently the word they. So would you take a moment to think and see if you can find that word? They. How would you say in Swedish? They. Dom. Bra. Dom. I will actually repeat again how it's spelled. So it's spelled just by the letters D-E. So the spelling would be something like de, but we actually pronounce it dom in everyday language. So how we pronounce it in Swedish and how we write it is quite different, and I'm not quite sure why, but it's just the development of the language by many years, or throughout many years. So you can actually think of the English word they and the Swedish spelling de. Those two words are not too far away. So this is another example of how the English language and the Swedish language have the same origin. So they and the Swedish word de or dom, those words have the same origin. So that could help you perhaps, but in everyday conversations, we will also add the M sound in the end. So once again, how would you pronounce the Swedish word they? Dom. Very good. So completely different from the spelling, but anyways. So just as we can do something, they can also do something. So now I would like you to say, how will they go? How will they go? Hur ska de åka? Hur ska de åka? Can you say that? Hur ska de åka? Very good. So perhaps we are going by train, but in what way will they go? Will they get there? And shall we try to find an answer to that? Okay. So in English, you can say, for instance, they will go by train. By train. So the answer could be by train. In Swedish, you don't have to say the word by, so actually we can say they will go train. It doesn't at all sound well in English, but you can actually say it and it sounds well in Swedish, so that's just what I'm gonna teach you right now. So they will go train, it means they will go by train, right? So in that case, you first just need to say they will go, and then you just need to learn the word train. So shall we just try first to say what you know already? The answer is going to be, they will go. So how would you say in Swedish just those three words? They will go. De ska åka. Bra! Did you think of the order of the words? So it's not a question anymore. So once again, how would you say they will go? De ska åka. Bra. And now if you would like to add train, I'm going to teach you that word in Swedish. So the Swedish word train is pronounced like this. Tåg. Can you say that? Tåg. Very good. Tåg. So it starts by a T sound, it ends by a hard G sound, so it's spelled by a G, a spell with a G. Tåg. Do you have any idea what letter could be in the middle? So what is the letter that is pronounced O in Swedish? I am not sure if we have been talking about it recently or at all, But this is also one of those Swedish letters. So O in Swedish is spelled by an A with a small circle above it. An A with a small circle above it. And that is in Swedish not at all the letter A or the sound A. It is the sound and the letter called O. So once again, can you say O? O, very good. It's the same sound as in åka. Can you say that? Very good. And now it is also the vowel sound of the Swedish word for train. Do you remember already how would you say in Swedish train? Tåg. 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 So the Swedish word train is pronounced tåg. And if you would like to say they will go by train, we don't have to say by train, so we will just actually say in Swedish, they will go train. So go train means go by train. So how would you say in Swedish that sentence? They will go train. De ska åka tåg. De ska åka tåg. Very good. And the last words, åka tåg, they will stick really close together, almost as one single word. So once again, say after me, de ska åka tåg. De ska åka tåg. Bra, jättebra. So shall we do one last word? If we would take the word car, they will go by car. We can say they will go car in Swedish. So the Swedish word car is pronounced like this. Bil, bil. Can you say that? Bil. Very good. So there is a long E sound. It's spelled by an I. And this word comes from automobil, which is like the original word for a car. So it's just a shorter form of automobil. So then you can say they will go car or they will go by car. So shall we try that? How would you say in Swedish that phrase? They will go car. De ska åka bil. De ska åka bil. Can you say that? De ska åka bil. They will go by car to get there. Hey, super! You have done a very good job today. Bra jobbat. Well done. Bra jobbat. And next episode of Sweezy is actually our final one in a while. Life is changing and sometimes you just don't find the time for everything. So that is my case right now. I'm not quite sure when I will find time next to record an episode, but I'm determined to at least record a final one where we can play with some words that you know and just show off your skills in Swedish. And I hope to get back after that also. But for now, that's going to be like some kind of season one final episode, and I really hope to see you there. And as you know, we have a Facebook page, so you can always ask questions about the episodes, the grammar, the pronunciation that you have. Also feel free to, you know, just recommend Sweezy podcast if you find a friend who needs to try something new, a new way of learning. And I will also try to use our Facebook page to share some advice or just write something now and then. So, Sweezy is alive. Thank you for staying with us today. And until next time, ha det bra. Hej då!